Looking forward to the weekend. You can grab us on the internet at 1320wils.com and listen to the program. David Hecker is the president of the Michigan branch of the American Federation of Teachers, and he's on the other end of our line. David, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Well, I don't know what subject we talk more than education. It's just it seems like at the forefront of the news every day almost.
Well, it is, and it should be. We're talking about our children, and we're talking about the future of the state. Solid education program is key to the future of our state.
The education budget passed from the Senate, and we want to get your take on that.
Well, we're a little disappointed. There was a major slashing of education funding last year. Last year's budget, the budget we're living under now, $470 a student. And this year, some districts get $120 a student, some districts don't. Even those getting $120, it's still a $350 cut from 2 years ago. So the education budget is totally inadequate.
From your perspective, it wasn't cut as much this year as last year. As a matter of fact, a few bucks were put on that. So how do you see the future of this budget?
Well, again, a few bucks were put on, but it's still a major cut from two years ago. The future of the budget depends on if our elected officials in Lansing have a backbone to stand up and do what's right. And so far they haven't. You know, moving up the lowering of the income tax rate by 3 months, you know, was an absurd election year gimmick. I mean, it puts $15 a year into the pocket of an average Michigan family and takes millions and millions of dollars away from the education of our children. So if they're going to continue to do things like that rather than provide the state with the revenue it needs, rather than spend the money the state has on our students, rather than tax breaks for corporations, then I'm concerned about the future of education funding.
Do you think that will change next year and beyond, should the economic circumstances of Michigan keep improving?
I think it may change a little bit as the economic standing of the state changes, but it's still a matter of how you spend the money you have. And my concern is as the economy improves and the state has some more money, you know, the pattern of this Republican-led legislature is to hand the money over to corporations rather than the education of our children.
What's your take on what happened in Wisconsin with the recall of the governor?
Well, what happened in Wisconsin was extremely unfortunate. Of course, Governor Walker outspent Mayor Barrett 8-1. An incredible amount of money from outstate coming in from right-wing, anti-union, anti-education, anti-worker forces. On a positive note, friends of working people, Democrats took the Senate in Wisconsin, so they're now able to block any more bad legislation from happening, but it was extremely disappointing. And when you're outspent 8-1, it's difficult to prevail.
Yeah, but the unions did put a lot of effort, especially on the ground there, to get the word out and try to get that governor kicked out of office.
Absolutely. Actually, our sisters and brothers and progressives and community leaders in Wisconsin did a great job, but you know, money has a big role. We all know about the Supreme Court decision of a few years ago, Citizens United, which opened up the floodgates for corporations to spend whatever they want to spend in support of candidates, and it makes a difference.
And David Hecker is the president of the Michigan branch of the American Federation of Teachers. Do you support a second effort to recall Governor Snyder?
No, we don't. We didn't support the first effort. We don't support the second effort. We have major, major problems with Governor Snyder and positions he's taken. But we don't think the recall in Michigan is the best way to address these issues. As you know, we have a constitutional amendment we'll have on the ballot to protect collective bargaining in the Michigan Constitution. We're doing a great deal of work to get that on the ballot and hopefully the people in Michigan to support it. And then we have our elections in November where we hope to prevail.
David, I've got about a minute left. Have you had a chance to sit down face-to-face with the governor?
Yes, not in a few months now, but yes, we've met with the governor and we've met with the governor's staff over time. Yes.
Do you think that you'll get more of what you're looking for in the future?
No, I don't have much hope for that. When we take the Michigan House in November, that'll be able to stop bad things from happening in the next legislative session. When I say bad things, things that are, you know, attacks on teachers, attacks on working people, attacks on education. But I don't have much hope for positive things happening until we're successful in this election and successful in the 2014 election.
All right. Thanks, David. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
Bye. You're listening to 1320 WILS.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's